We will now convene the July 12, 2011 Special Magistrate Proceedings for the City of Daytona Beach. Will those representatives for the city who will be testifying this morning's proceedings please step forward and be sworn?
Solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth and the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
I have reviewed, approved, and now executed the minutes from the June 14, 2011 meeting. And with that, we'll proceed directly to this morning's agenda, starting with case number one, Mildred Fleer. Not seeing a respondent, what say the city?
The city says that they're not in compliance at this time.
You have been in compliance July 6th. Any effort on the respondent's behalf?
Yes. They've pulled permits, and they've been working on the property. You can see they did the, well, what's the picture?
Yeah, I heard one of the slides.
Just click on the picture and leave it on there. If that's cool. All right, good. They've done the whole front of the building. They've done a lot of work. They've plastered and put new bricks on the bottom, but they're not finished. If we'd like to give them more time.
Okay, how much more time are you thinking about?
Well, they're going to plaster the second floor and fix some of the electrical on the second part, but they have been doing a lot of work.
Okay. And have you had any conversation with them regarding when they think they'll be done?
Well, they're coming up with more money, and that's pretty much what it is. But it's, you know, they were supposed to get the second floor completely wrapped and plastered also, and I guess 2 months. I'm pretty sure they'll be able to get stuff done. The permit is still open, so.
Is this the bar?
Yeah, this is the bar.
They pulled the permits.
Yeah, they pulled the permits for the restoration on the outside.
That were required.
They pulled the permits. They have a permit. Yeah.
And so the slowdown, as best you can determine, has been what, financial?
Probably financial, yeah.
Because you're satisfied with the effort?
It's from what it used to, yeah.
And just eyeballing it, how long do you think it'll take to finish it?
Well, they have to wrap the second floor, take off, I think they're going to wrap it and then plaster it, 2 months.
All right. Then, based on our inspector's report, and notwithstanding the absence of the respondent, I'm going to go ahead and amend our current order of noncompliance to allow the respondent until August 3, 2011 to come into compliance or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Do you know why the respondents aren't here?
No, sir.
Okay. Well, if you see them next time, tell them that if they come up again on this agenda, they may want to be present.
I will. I'll talk to them today.
The city was very gracious in volunteering additional time for them.
Yes.
And anyway, we might just mention that to them.
I shall.
Very good. Case number two, Jewel Lovett Testamentary Trust. Here for imposition of fine. What say the city?
I was just contacted by permits and licensing. They're asking for an extension. The utilities department is kind of backed up. They have to go out and pull a meter. The contractor was just here. Says after he gets the permit in his hand, hopefully it'll be today, it'll be down in 2 weeks. So I'm asking to amend to the next cutoff.
Okay. You're satisfied with the effort then?
No. But I will give him the opportunity.
It is what it is. Okay. All right. We'll go ahead and amend our current order of noncompliance to allow the respondent Okay. we need to go back and let's finish this case. To allow the respondent until August 3, 2011 to come into compliance or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of $1,000 per day thereafter. In the previous case, I meant to give you the 60 days you were talking about, and I got messed up on my calendar here. So the 60 days in the first case would actually take us into September. Is that not right?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Let's go back to case number one, and I would like to amend. Well, let me vacate that order, and let me substitute it with the following order, and that being that the respondent is to come into compliance by September 7, 2011, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Okay. Case number three, Philip Woodham. Not seeing anyone for the respondent, what say the city?
The city would like to impose a $75 per day fine. The property is still in non-compliance. No permits were pulled for the work that was done, and the work is still incomplete. At best, they've put a very nice paint job on the property. Unfortunately, there's still quite a bit of rotten wood and electrical issues. They replaced exterior doors without permits. There are screens missing on the rear structure. They did roof work, partial roof work, without permits. So, city's asking for 75. I'm sorry? The cap would be 20,000.
Based on our inspector's report, I find the respondent to be in non-compliance. I'm fine the respondent the sum of $75 per day commencing July 6, 2011. And continuing each day thereafter until the property is in compliance or the fine has reached the sum of $20,000. Okay, case number four is in compliance. Case number five is in compliance. Case number six is in compliance. Case number seven is in compliance. Case number eight, Sharon Morse and Billy Dunlap. Okay, what say the city?
He has gotten his rental license, so it's in compliance yesterday.
Okay. Case number nine, Brunette and Jesse Fields. Seeing a respondent, what say the city?
This property, is still in non-compliance. Should be in compliance by next cutoff.
Okay, this is a new case?
Yes.
All right, based on our inspector's report, I find the respondent to be in non-compliance. And order the respondent to commit to compliance by August 3, 2011, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Case number 10, Ramon A. and Cassandra F. Culver. Not seeing a respondent, we'll say the city.
I've had no contact with the property owner. It started off as being broken windows and appearance standards. It has since evolved into an unsecure property, and on July 4th, there was a structure fire. And the city building official is currently issuing a repair demolish. So, just for administrative purposes, non-compliance next cutoff.
Okay. All right. Based on our inspector's report, I find the respondents to be in non-compliance and order the respondents to come into compliance by August 3, 2011, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Case number 11, John F. and Jennifer S. Cheney.
I'll be right there.
Thank you.
withdrawing that case. It's vacant. They are working on it and painting property. Actually, the neighbors were parking there to help keep so it doesn't look like an unoccupied building. So it has been vacant, and they are going to be applying for a license. So I'm just withdrawing the case instead of putting it in compliance.
Very good. All right. Case number 12, William Helfrick Bittor.
This is a case that we have continued to a special hearing on July 27th.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not reading my own notes. All right, based on the request of the parties, I'm going to continue this matter to a specially set special magistrate proceeding scheduled for July 27th to what? Commence at 9 a.m.?
Yes, sir.
It commences at 9 a.m. Case number 13, Aaron Jenkins and Brenda Guyton.
Yes, this is a will fine is in place for the dirty pool. It's unsanitary and unclean. The property is in, has had a list pendants filed. I have contacted the owner, which in turn I've contacted her attorney, Judith Huckel?
Dorothy Huckel.
I've also contacted Brenda Guyton. I don't know if that's how you pronounce her name. She has a Central Florida Legal Service, Jamie. What did I say her name? I don't know.
Seaman?
No.
Out of Stanford.
So I've contacted all the parties. I've also, with Dorothy, I've faxed, emailed her over a copy of the vacant registry ordinance of ours, and told her that they are responsible for maintaining, which they haven't had enough time to probably go in and clean the pool yet. They've just been notified. But today we're here for a will fine on the current owners.
Aaron Jenkins and Brenda Guyton.
Yep.
If
don't look at me that way.
We already have a will fine order in place on this property?
Yeah, I think it back in 2008.
There's several. You'll see yeah. Those little tabs in your
right. I'm sorry. Oh, okay. In position of the fine.
For
there's
a
already
spot
a will fine in place.
For the
I think Volusia County, I mean, the Homeowners Association have even called Volusia County to see if they can put something in the pool. I don't know. I thought Pat Franklin was going to be here today.
Is the will fine emanate from the pool?
Yes.
Dirty swimming pool.
Yeah, I think he's had a couple of them.
Is this property occupied?
No. That's why we sent the people that hold the mortgage, her attorney, copy that they are responsible to register the property and maintain it when it's vacant, when a list pendants has been filed. So hopefully we won't have to go that route. I've left a message, like I said, for Brenda's attorney, but I haven't gotten a call back.
Okay, but them individually, you haven't talked to them?
No. I've posted the property, and the postings are gone. It's my understanding the mother comes by and must be getting the postings for her.
Do we also have liens on this property?
Yeah.
It's for the there's been a few repeat violations where the board has imposed a fine for each time. And I think at one point it was still in non-compliance, and then they imposed an automatic fine. If they gave them some time work. They imposed a fine for the violation. Then they gave them a compliance date, and then if they weren't in compliance and have the pool, they put an automatic fine of $25 per day, which that's the most recent case. I believe it's back in November of 2010. So there was a running fine of $25 per day. I think it was 10 days. It ran before it was fixed.
Did we ever fine them on the will fine?
I think
that's each time. It was a repeat
violation. I think it was like 200 and 500.
So what have we worked our way up to?
500.
I think the most they've been fined at one time is 500. I think there's two $500 fines, one $200 fine, and then I think the running fine ranges around $300.
Right.
So this is the third, fourth time that we've been back on this after the will fine was
entered?
I'm thinking
it's the third on the pool.
Well, the last case actually incurred two fines. One was for that the violation for that day of the noncompliance, and then they gave them until a certain cutoff date in November to come into compliance, and they weren't in compliance with that, so then an automatic fine for that time ran.
So the thinking is we fine them under the will fine twice already, at least twice already, at 200 and then at 500.
That's my understanding.
And how long ago did you notify this respondent to bring this pool into compliance again? Back in March?
No. August 14th. I don't have a copy of that citation that I sent to you. What day it was? June 8th. When I did the CEB 2.
So we've done 200, we've done 500. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and impose a fine in the amount of $2,500 for violation of the existing will fine. And if you happen to see or hear from these property owners, if this comes up again, it looks like we're getting ready to bump up against the ceiling on will fines. Okay. And forth.
Thank
Good
you.
Luck. Case number 14 is in compliance. Case number 15, Redus Florida Commercial LLC. For redoes. Not seeing a respondent, what say the city?
I have been in contact with them, and there's a little bit of contention between whether it's the property owner or the tenant that's making repairs. Some of the repairs have been made, but they are working on them, and it is, I would say, next cutoff. They'll be finished.
Okay. And we do have the owner on board with the fact that the owner is responsible,
yes,
regardless of the tenant's,
yes,
presence.
Right.
All right. Based on our inspector's report, I find the respondent to be in noncompliance and order the respondent to come into compliance by August 3, 2011, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Case number 16, Denise M. Koprowski. Not seeing a respondent, what say the city?
I have been in contact with these people, and they are cleaning the property up. They have done some pressure cleaning, and they have to wait for the paint, the wood to really dry and cure. They have a painter on board. Next cutoff, everything should be completed.
Based on our inspector's report, I find the respondents to be in non-compliance and order the respondents to submit to compliance by August 3, 2011, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Case number 17, Walter W. White III, Robert H. White, and Frederick C. White. Not seeing a respondent, what say the city?
There has been no change in the property, nor has there been any communication, so we are in noncompliance and looking for next cutoff.
Based on our inspector's report, I find the respondents to be in non-compliance and order the respondents to come into compliance by August 3, 2011, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Case number 18 I have is in compliance. That concludes our agenda. All right, do we have any miscellaneous business to be brought before the special magistrate? Got a few minutes. Anybody want to complain about anything? Now's your opportunity.
Tracy, I don't know enough about what we're doing with the coming up as far as the meeting tomorrow night and next week, but I wanted to probably mention that to Mr. Kelter, so I don't think you're talking about that. Tomorrow night we're doing, what is that?
Tomorrow is a
quote focus group.
Focus group.
And you know what, I was just thinking before I came, I thought, I don't really know what the objective is. Who we're talking to? Is it the community? Is it the staff? Who is it?
The focus group was initiated because of a request of city commissioners. And I guess basically just to clarify some of the questions they had on the Daytona Proud, how the code process works. It's opened up to all the citizens. However, it was asked on for us to hold it because of the city commissioners. So I don't know if they're going to be there or not, or if they're, obviously they probably can't participate or ask us directly 20 questions, but there were certain topics they wanted us to cover, such as what code does, what's the difference between a code. You know, I guess to clarify what Daytona Proud is, because some people, I guess, are under the impression that Daytona Proud is a whole entire different entity in itself.
Right.
Some of the like legal questions about what code can do and can't do.
So some presentation, some question and answers.
Yeah, let's see, I have the agenda.
And that's 6:30?
6:30.
On Wednesday.
At the tomorrow night at Ballard.
At the police department community.
And then let's see. You're going about to look the agenda, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to open up. My computer is really fast.
Okay, that's okay. And then next, then the week following.
Go to versus the one problem. Then the next state law, legal, what we can do. Now, they have this as Marie doing. And is Marie actually going to do this, or are you doing that?
Don't know. I don't know by the time I finish.
I talked to Derek on the phone yesterday about that. He goes, I don't know. It was suggested that Marie does it, but I don't know. I think you're probably going to be handling it. Our code process remains to end. Who determines where the cases go, like as far as code board versus magistrate? And I don't know if Amy really has a rhyme or reason. I think she just kind of spread them up. Definition of what compliance means, but that has been an issue with some of the state commissioners and not understanding what compliance, the definition of compliance. Chronic and nuisance properties, what are we doing? And it was suggested again, legal should answer this as far as what we can't do with chronic properties, and open up the general question to everybody of how we can improve overall.
Okay. And then next week we have the workshop.
City Commission.
That's the City Commission call workshop.
I believe so.
Okay.
The 21st.
I don't think I've received a request to attend that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, City Commission call workshop on the
21st
at 4.
Thursday, the 21st.
That's a public meeting. I don't know if this is a public
meeting.
Okay. That's just information. That's just information on what's going on in the code.
Well, I guess the special magistrate and the code enforcement board are continuing to coexist, so.
Yes.
With that.
Someone says something different.
I guess there's going to be some never ending curiosity as to where the lines are drawn, but whatever. Whatever. Okay. All right. Anything else to be brought up?